Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of Team Mission Access Worldwide. Today, I believe that our awesome Lord has given me a very special, intensely personal message that I pray speaks to your hearts as deeply as it has to mine. I mean, why else would he give it to me, right? Amen. What inspired today's lesson is that after 2 decades together, one too many plumbing fiascos, and relentless daily scooter battered abuse, it became now glaringly apparent that the worn out carpeting in our home simply must be replaced. It can be put off no longer. So, having secured all the necessary means to achieve that lofty goal, we were faced with a mind-blowing directive. Empty the shelves. What seemed like a normal, routine request became, for me at least, almost a Herculean task. I confess that all that stuff on the shelves represents far more of my self-identity than I care to admit. So much so that my realization of what's actually going on actually prompted me to pen a poem, which I will share with you momentarily. But let's focus first, not on my words, but on the word. Amen. O most exalted clicker person, please change that slide. Thank you so much. Now, this verse is a little preemptive, as you will see, but it all works together, as you will see by the end of today's lesson. Prayerfully, today's scripture focus verse is found in the Old Testament book of Joel, one of the minor prophets, chapter 2, verses 25 through 26. Hear from the NASB, then I will compensate you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the creeping locust, the stripping locust, and the gnawing locust. My great army, which I sent among you, you will have plenty to eat and be satisfied. And you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. Then my people will never be put to shame. Amen. Suffice to say, our BBD fam has certainly had some ravenous locusts swarming about in our lives. Amen. And recall from the Old Testament book of Exodus, the locusts were indeed one of the plagues that God used to set his people free from bondage in Egypt. Yeah, okay, I get it. I can hear you thinking. Ah, but when it's locusts swarming you and gnawing away at your life and your sanity, suddenly the word becomes very painfully personal indeed. In fact, I started out this lesson with a verse from the book of Hebrews, which I've used before, where it's talking about the word of God being sharper than a two-edged sword, separating joints from marrow. Yep, that's what it feels like. We're separating joints from marrow, just like at a cooking show. Yeah. So that's what caused me to pen this poem entitled Empty Shelves. The stuff, it must be cleared away for better stuff to come. Nooks and crannies don't delay. let's strip your surface dumb. But that's my, I gasp aloud. Restore it now, ASAP. Do not remove the sacred shroud that hides my tender trap. They say I'm more than just my stuff. It's what's inside that matters. Whatever. Still, I find it rough to let go of the tatters. Can you dig it, peeps? That's what the beatniks used to say back in the 60s. Yep, I was there. I remember the beatniks. But then, just as I was lamenting my perceived loss, an incredible thing happened. And so I'm about to share with you. This is a glory hour here. So arise, O most valuable clicker peep. Once again, your time to shine and click. Click and shine. Thank you. Now, on the eve of our 66th BB Temple homecoming, a miracle, Abbott. Pastor Larry was invited to speak at Sunnyvale FBC last Saturday. You know, FBC, Sunnyvale, the good peeps who helped us with our meet and greet back in March. Yeah, those peeps. And they sent him home with a very unexpected financial blessing. Weren't expecting that. But wait, there's more. Just as we were still marveling over this, they stopped by our house again on Sunday with a second love offering. What? Wow! Talk about pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. We were simply overwhelmed by the over-the-top generosity of peeps who were strangers to us before March of this year. But then it hit me. We may feel like everything we hold dear is being stripped away from us. Personally and congregationally. I mean, goodness, we even ripped out our shrubs, right? But what I believe our awesome Lord is doing is not so much taking away as he is simply making room for the blessing that he is fixing to unleash on us in the future, just emptying the shelves so he can fill them back up with his glory. Amen. Blessings for his glory indeed. So what's the takeaway today? Simply this. Almost faithful clicker boss, please click away one last time. Thank you. Oh, precious peeps, fear not. Just like the late, great gospel legend Reverend James Cleveland used to sing, I don't believe he's brought us this far to leave us. I don't. I think he's just getting warmed up. I truly believe that our best days are yet to come. And Pastor Larry and I are so encouraged to see everyone working together without even being asked. This is it. This is what we've always been striving for. And there it is, right in front of us. And oh, I can hardly wait to see our new partnerships blossom and bear abundant blessings for the kingdom in the future indeed. Amen. Let's close with a prayer, most gracious Heavenly Father. You have overwhelmed us again with your plans and your purposes that you are silently working behind the scenes, and we're distracted. That's one of the tactics, and it works really well to get distracted and discouraged and tempted to give up. But don't, no. You're saying, no. I've got stuff you won't even believe. So, rise up. Lord, we're asking for courage to do that. We need your courage to rise up and be worthy of these blessings. We don't want to miss them. We want to be there and we want to give you all the glory. We give you all the glory in advance. Can't wait to see what you're up to. Praising you and thanking you for all your blessings, Lord, in the holy name of your precious Son and our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
This is what she said.
Nobody told me
that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave.